Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, brutal Tigers loss today. We're talking about just how bad, or, you know, again, if it's an overreaction, call us out on it. But we do have royalty in the building. Normally, he joins us. Guy's body temperature's running at like 130. He comes in here a sweaty mess on Fridays to talk football with us. But Thomas John Lang would like to speak with us today on your Detroit Tigers.
Is he at the game?
I can't confirm or deny. TJ, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, fellas? Man, that game absolutely disgusted me. I'm not going to lie. Mike, and we were texting last night. I think, and listen, I heard A.J. Hinch on the morning show this morning talking about, hey, the pitching staff's doing well. We don't want to mess with anything. Dude, I get it. You have 15 games left. You have to win now. But I think it's criminal. Criminal, Mike.
Oh, dear.
That they pitched Tarik Skubal today instead of saving him against the Orioles. And A.J. Hinch said something about, hey, we got to look at the future lineups. We got to look at the – nobody cares about the future lineups 6 games from now if you don't win now. I think it was absolutely criminal what A.J. Hinch did today, putting Tarik Skubal on the mound instead of doing – and look, I get it, dude. You got a bunch of young players, and yes, they have been pitching well. But to not save Tarik Skubal for this weekend series against the Orioles, who are a way better team than the Colorado Rockies, I think was absolute criminal. And you know what, Rico? I thought you made a good point earlier where you said, I think a lot of players do take it for granted. Oh, we got Skubal, man. He'll make us right.
Yeah.
Hey, I can go out there and we'll just, you know, we'll do what we do. But, you know, we got Skubal on the mound. He'll make it right. I was disgusted that they didn't save him. I chalked it up as the win. And to watch that game and to watch how this team played, I thought was bad. It was horrible. I think this is going to be the season-defining game to where, you know what, maybe the pitchers do stay hot over the next couple weeks. Maybe they do end up within a game or two. But I thought this game was absolutely disgusting. And look, another thing I'll say, guys, when A.J. Hinch tells his players, hey, we got to stay with what we're doing, you don't have time for that. Look, if this is June and you say, hey, we don't want to mess with the development and we don't want to mix things around, we got a long season ahead of us, right? I get that. But when you're right here, September 12th, within 3 games, you got to look at your team and say, guys, you know what? We've been doing it right the way we've won a lot of games doing it this way, but guess what? It's nut crunch time. We got to go win these games, all right? So I'm going to put my best lineup out there. I'm going to save my pitchers for the games that really matters, and you guys got to go pick up the slack. A.J. Hinch doesn't do that, and I think he's so afraid to mess with the young players' development, which I get, but at the same time, you're this close, man. Like, you're this close. You got to change it up once in a while, guys. I was just so – Mike, I know I already said, we were texting about it last night. I was just – dumbfounded how you did not find a way to go to throw a bullpen day out there.
But here's the problem.
Say, you know what, guys, go figure it out. And we need Skubal for this weekend.
TJ, I agree. I agree on principle, but here's the problem. Like, I agree with everything you're saying, but the problem is they didn't win today with him on the mound.
And you just wait, but that's what even makes it worse is you just wasted him.
Oh, well,
you
it's the last
now
two.
You don't have Skubal available for the Orioles. You just wasted him against a terrible Colorado team. That's what it's almost a double whammy. It just hurts so much more because now we don't have somebody to say, okay, at least we've got the Orioles coming to town, but at least Skubal's on the mound tomorrow, right? At least we can steal the first one. That's the thing that hurts. And like I said, I think Rico made a great point where if you throw a bullpen day out there, the guys know we have to pick up the slack. I think part of you as a player thinks, hey, Skubal's on the mound, man. We can go out there and we can kind of coast. We can kind of cruise. He's going to keep him to a run or two. We'll figure it out. That's what, that's the double whammy, because now we don't even have Scooble for a crucial weekend series. I think that's what hurts even more.
Yeah. No, Tej, there's no doubt. By the way, TJ appearing at your local ice rink tonight. He is spicy.
And okay, TJ, for the record, Kenny came up with the initial idea.
Kenny was very hurt, credit. TJ, that you didn't accredit him for his lone good point in 2024.
Oh, come on.
He's very upset. TJ hung up the phone. He'd had enough. Thank you, TJ.
Wow.
TJ, very, very
multicultural.
Yeah, very multicultural.
He's diverse. Insult for everybody. Look, you get an insult.
But his point is well taken. I'm not mad at the point. It's just it's tougher when you lose it. But look, this is two starts in a row for Scooble. Remember, they lost that 13-inning insane game where Scooble gave them 6 innings, gave them 2 earned runs. They lost to the A's. And you come back a week later and you lose to the Rockies with Scooble on the mound. Now, this is the team of destiny thing where in between, hey, it's Gregory Gunther and Bob Salmon, and it's like they're winning all those games. You can't drop games with the Cy Young on a mound.
Right.
Now TJ's point is, all right,
you should have played him against the better
but
team.
But only after the Baltimore series are we really going to be able to get, not get angry, but to say whether there was value. Because here's the thing, if they had won today, you can't be mad, but you could ask the question, don't you wish we would have had him tomorrow night? When you lose with him on the mound, it's hard for me to muster up anger.
And I guess I may be speaking for TJ, but I think he's saying, let's say you lose with a bullpen day today, but knowing that you have Scooble going up against the Orioles, you feel a lot better. Okay, we dropped this one. The magic kind of wore off a little bit, but our ace is going to be on the mound.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
And you're right. Like, there won't be a game you'll be as confident. If Scooble had been on the mound against Baltimore, any of these three games, you're going into that going, all right, we're winning one of these games. So if we...
Can we steal one?
And I don't want to turn... I'm gonna be Rico from yesterday. Yesterday, Rico was like the bumper bowling. Rico inflated the bumpers so the topic stayed on the tracks. I'm not going to turn it into this, but this has been the one problem I have, is the team hasn't done anything to show you urgency. Anything. And whether it was calling up the kids earlier when the season looked lost, they didn't do it. Whether it was DFAing Baez earlier, please, I do not want to hear about Chris Illich's wallet. It is not my problem. Whether it was, hey, we're going to promote Job to Toledo instead of bring him up for make him an opener. Let's get a look. He can't be on the playoff roster, but let's get a look. And to not condensing Scooble's workload, but stretching it out with extra rest. Nowhere along the line have they done the things where urgency could be attached to it. That is the one hangup I have with the magic of the last month, is none of it is geared like the organization is, I hate saying trying, but like how about doing all they can? Is that fair?
That's fair.
248-539-9797. A ton of people want to rap about this. We're going to get right to you guys next. 97.1.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.